KJW, KN4BWA.
KN4BWA, W4DJW.
I have my mind on FT8, a transmitter that was transmitting on the wrong band, and a few other things all at the same time. And I forgot to ask you while we were talking about that Zord. That Zord Elite, or XL, is 39 inches. Now, do you remember, what is the wingspan of your Dolphin?
I think it's 800 and something. It's between 800 and 900.
Convert to an inch. It's about 32, 34.
Hang on just a second. I'll tell you. Okay, so if it was 826 millimeters, that would be 32 and a half inches.
Okay, I knew I was in the ballpark. If I can get good enough with the FPV, do you think that Zord would be too big for that formation, follow me, fly?
I had a ruler leaning up against the wall, so I went over there and measured it. It's 33 inches. Do I think that the flying wing that you sent me to review, do I think that would be what?
Too big to do the follow me.
No, I think that was one of those that we saw in that doing that in France. I think one of those three was that one. One was a Dolphin, and the other one was a twin engine, twin motors that I was telling you about, that I was looking at for twins now are a whole lot simpler than they were when you had to use gas, because gas engines aren't near as reliable as motors, so I was looking at a twin. But that was the three that we saw flying.
Okay, all right. All right, good. That pretty much answers my question. I got to get back into air with that maul and sharpen my skills some. And I think probably once we get into a flying season again and I get a little more air time, because my knowledge level is building, I'm thinking probably by about May or June, I'm going to be ready to order that Zord XL, and possibly soon thereafter try the FPV.
So that means you're going to be looking at goggles sometime around the spring?
Obviously looking into the goggles. Now, once I get the Zord and get any air with it. Oh, and did you notice that comes with its own stabilizer?
Does it come with one that they package, or do they include a Matech, M-A-T-E-C-H or M-A-T-E-K? I think that's what it comes with. Do you know what kind it is? Because some of them aren't any good.
That brings up another question. The stabilization that's within my receiver, is that adequate?
No. No, because if you get in trouble, you need a switch that you can throw, and that switch is return to home safely. If you get in trouble and you get lost and you get disoriented, which is going to happen, I mean, that scared me to death when I first did it with multi-rotors, was getting stuck out there going and running my battery down trying to find home. If you get to where you're critical like that, you just pull your return to home, and a flight stabilizer inside a receiver cannot do that.
All right, that answered that question. So, I'm just wondering if the stabilizer that they're providing has a return to home. Okay, there, see, I've got more research to do to really see what I'm going to wind up with. All right, I'm thinking time frame is going to be sometime around, probably May. I'm going to jump on that Zord, get it in here, get it in the air, fly manually, visually, and then probably by around, and during that time, from May on, I'll be seriously pricing the goggles, and I'm hoping that if all goes well, the end of June, going into July, I'm gonna be flying FPV. Now, when I say fly FPV, Dave, that does not mean 3 miles out. That does not mean I can't jerk the goggles off and bring it back.
Yeah, that's normal. When you start out, you're up high, right? And you're just looking down on where you're flying. You're looking down on seeing yourself, and you're not going far away from that. And you're just getting comfortable with it. But you'll be amazed how you get so comfortable with that that you don't want to fly like we're flying right now anymore at all, ever. You don't want to fly with Altman. It's just so different than what you're used to. So just be aware. Who was that other person that we were? Gerhardt. Have you talked to him lately?
No, I have not, and I need to give the guy a call and see how he's doing, because I'm sure that he's spending his winter finishing off a couple of those projects that he had going. I got a feeling he's going to be coming out to the field with some beautiful stuff. I won't say what it is right now.
Yeah, he's more into building than flying, but that doesn't mean that he's not a good pilot. He's a good pilot. He's both. But more focused on the build than the flying, whereas I'm the other way around. more focused on the flying than the build. But I do the build to fly. He does the fly to build.
Which is why it breaks his heart every time he gets one of those really pretty projects augured in. And I can understand that, too. But he puts a lot of time and detail into it. He's amazing.
Yeah, you probably want to continue to watch those goggles, because Orca just came out with a new pair. And there's mixed reviews on it. SkyZone, I think, is still the preferred, except for those people that only want to do HD, and that's DJI, but you can't go as far with DJI. You're limited to distance, and you're limited for a transmitter to their. I mean, you get vendor lock-in. What happens when you go to DJI? They're everything about vendor lock-in. But they have some good HD equipment. They can't be discounted totally, but they hurt themselves with the vendor lock-in stuff. And so you want to look at DJI, SkyZone, and Orca. Came out with some brand-new goggles that has mixed reviews as to whether or not it's really an upgrade to the previous one. In fact, some of it, they shortened their field of view down a little bit and made it smaller, and nobody likes it when you go backwards, but they were trying to get rid of aberrations inside the goggles. But anyway, you got plenty of time between now and June to look at those a bunch and understand them before you commit, because that's a lot.
Yep, and DJI is not in the running. I equate DJI, as you said, to Horizon Hobby.
Yeah, you can't discount them completely, though, because they got so, I mean, they are so good. They are so good at what they do, so they know what they do wrong. They figure they're so good that they can get away with that. And in some cases, like the Mavic Mini and the Spark, they're right. And I've got a couple of them. but I've been looking at that one that Travis, I think that's his name, Travis Kimball, somebody who was out there chasing the moth that time, the red one. I've been looking at that same one, that FPV racer that they make, just because we need somebody that can get up there and film while we're doing it. And that's like one of the, it's not a good FPV racer, which is what DJI built it for, but it's still good for filming airplanes while they're up there, you know, buzzing around the airplane and getting it from all different angles while it's flying.
All right. You're right. Well, now, you've heard Alexander on here, haven't you?
But before DJW, yeah, I took him and Randall, I can't ever remember his name. I took them that J-pole that I got from the mayor of Waz, and that's the one he's transmitting on now.
Let me just tell you, his dad, John, flies quads professionally.
Yeah, I talked to him about that. And we didn't go into a whole lot of detail, but he tries to keep it Yeah, he doesn't like to talk about too much because, you know, there's a lot going on there with the Part 107 and all the licenses and all that stuff. So we started talking about it, but we didn't go too deep.
Well, plus he's flying some custom stuff, and he likes to keep his stuff and his programming kind of close to the vest.
Exactly. He could have competitors, some of which came out there when they were doing the, I mean, I think he does it for presentation for, like, companies and stuff like that, whereas his competitor to that, same thing, is maintenance for Duke Power. I think they came out there one time and asked Larry if it's okay if they went past us doing their surveying of the power lines. So it's everywhere.
All right, well, listen, like I said, I think I have got myself a time schedule, and that's what I'm projecting. And like I said, I'm hoping by May I'll have probably 2 months of proficiency building, then get into May and jump on that wing, and then by about end of June and July, the possibility of going that FPV route. So that's sort of what I got in mind, Bubba. So that's where I am. Well, listen, in the meantime, I got some more research to do on that stabilization. Now you done put the bug in my ear. Got to have return. All right, well, listen, 73 KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
We'll also think about Elixir or something like that before the Zod and before the Dolphin, because Elixir is what people used to learn FPV before those flying wings even came out. And the Elixir will just take off out of your hand, right? It's the one that's got the pusher motor that's pointed, the nose is pointed high at the tail, pushes, so it pushes it down instead of up, which pitches the nose up. It's a high wing. It's got a pusher motor behind the wing, and then most of them have T-tails. And those things just take off out of your hand. It's not like your Radian. It's those you let go of the stick, they just center themselves. And they'll fly really, really slow. You walk along beside them while they're flying just about. Just think about one of those to do the first FPV stuff in, because that plane will just about fly itself. That was the trainer and still is a trainer. And there's like 15 versions of it out there. So it'd be good to go through, and you can crash that thing 15 times and it'll still fly, right? So just think about a Elixir or a Elixir lookalike before the Zod, before you get really serious with the Zod. The Zod's for really serious work.
Take a step in this hobby. I'm stepping from the next latest greatest to the next highest latest greatest. I haven't hit anything in the in-between steps hardly, so that might be a pleasant stepping stone for me. Would you do me a big favor and send me a link on the Elixir? What is that? B-L-I-X-R or B-L-X-E-R? What is that?
If you go look at RC Test Flight, he's got some of the, from the early days, from when he was first learning how to do that, he's got some pictures of him learning and teaching his girlfriend at the time. What was her name? I can't remember her name. But anyway, they were both flying those as they were learning probably 10 years ago. I don't even know if that's still a girlfriend of his. I think he's single. But they were flying them. If you go look up their videos, look up his videos, his FPV videos, because he's got all kinds of them now. He does it professionally now. He started out with a kid doing that, flying out of his bedroom window. And now he's a professional cinematographer for a big company that... So, and it shows him going through college and everything, you know, growing up, going through high school, going through college, he filmed a lot, and he's got some really long distance flights, which I would like to do, right? Where they flew like 100 miles and they were in the car following the airplane, or the airplane was following them. So that's something we need to plan on doing too, but in time, not immediately, but, take a look at that. It's got pictures of it. He scratch built his. He didn't buy the kit. He scratch built them out of foam that you can get from Home Depot. So, you know, and they're just as good as the ones you buy from the store. Not just as good. Anyway, I'll also look for some of the, because I don't think they sell that one anymore. I don't think that company's in business, but I think there's a lot of lookalikes. I'll see if I can find some and send them to you.
Fantastic, yeah. All right. Well, have a good afternoon, and I'm picking up some scallops and some other goodies to have for supper tonight. I'll talk to you soon, bud. Thank you for your help. K and 4, VWA, clear.
All right, talk to you later. W4, DJW, clear.